I don't think we have to tell you that this is a pretty busy time of year for crops. Kim, you got your wheat harvest about to start. You got your summer crops going in the ground. Where are we with prices right now?
Well, if you look at the prices, let's start with wheat. You can forward contract Northern Oklahoma, $4.41. It's a little less than that in Southern Oklahoma. Also, if you'll compare that to, say, SunUp a month ago, mm-hmm. we had that forward contract price at $4.64. The basis now is a minus 11. It's a little stronger, but the futures prices fell off. You look at corn, $3.05 now, $3.01 a month ago, minus 30, not much change in the basis. Milo at $2.90. $2.81 a month ago, so it's slightly higher there, just like corn, minus 45 on the D's basis. Soybeans, $7.69, up just a little bit from $7.44 a month ago, and the basis stayed at about a 90, minus 90 under that NOVA contract. And cotton prices a penny or two less at about 56 cents, and that's three under that that cotton contract harvest price.
It seems like all of the summer crops are remaining steady or maybe climbing just a little bit, but the price of wheat seems to be declining. Why is that happening?
I think that's it, because you can look at production around the world. Now, the number one producer, of course, is China, but they're neither really an exporter or an import. They'll import a little bit, but the European Union is the number one producer at 5.3 billion bushels. Now, France and Germany are the major exporters out of there. I put in the Black Sea in this because Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Russia all export out of about the same location at 4.4 billion bushels. Russia, when you break them out, is projected to be 2.8 billion. U.S., the number three producer at 1.9, that's down from the past. And if you look how much the exporters, of course, the Black Sea is the number one overall exporter, followed by, if you look at individual countries, Russia, number one, European Union, number two at 1 billion, Russia almost 1.3 billion, U.S. number three. Remember, you go back 5 years ago, we were the number one exporter. We're now number three. So what we see is increased production around the world, lower production in the United States, increased exports by our competitors, lower exports in the United States, our price is lower.
A lot of the wheat that we have here, it's going to take a lot of money to get it to some of those markets. Is there any hope for higher prices here in Oklahoma?
Well, the only hope for higher prices is if we lose production in the Black Sea area or European Union. Now, European Union is soft red winter wheat. They compete with our soft red, not our hard red. So European Union is not really, it is too marginally, but not totally. We got transportation. We got a transportation disadvantage. We could talk about Canada. They got the same problem we do. So we got a transportation disadvantage. Another disadvantage we got is they can produce it cheaper in Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan. They've just got the topography and the land to do that.
Just last week, you were saying that the numbers were changing on prospective harvest numbers for Russia. Is that going to play into that?
Well, Russia, they lowered it just a little bit. I think the big wild card is Ukraine. They've got them a little over a billion bushels. I read a article this week that said that they might not produce near that much. It may be more like 900 million. Every bushel that comes down in that part of the world is a potential export bushel we could get. However, you got to remember Australia, they haven't been in the market for 3 years and they got another 250 million to export. So we've got an additional competitor, and that's another reason that our price just doesn't look very optimistic.
Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University. Mm-hmm.